Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. It's a new month. We're well into a new year. And let's talk about it. Hi, it's your girl, Kat. And I want to ask a question. Are you relationship ready? Now, I know we don't really think about that too much, but let's think about it. Let's talk about it. Are you really relationship ready? And what does it take to be relationship ready? Have you ever asked yourself, okay, I found someone that I'm interested in, and we want to take this a little further. What's next? See, a lot of us, we know how to prepare for a wedding. Once we get that ring on our finger, we know how to look for a dress, find a caterer, find a wedding planner, find a venue, send out the invitations. We know all of the components that it takes to put together a fantastic wedding, all the things that we have to do leading up to that day to be prepared to have the type of event that we always dreamed of. But what happens after the wedding? How much time do we put into planning what's next? The wedding is just, that's just the celebration of what's to come. If we're putting all of our time and our effort and our energy into planning the celebration, how much time are we investing in what's to come? What's going to be the difference between a girlfriend and a wife, aside from the license, aside from, you know, changing of names or hyphenating your name, however you want to do that? What is the real difference? How do you maneuver in that title? What does having the title of wife mean to you? These are things that really need to be thought out. They need to be considered. And they need to be planned. It's not something that there is a quick and easy answer to, because the answer to that question is going to be different depending on the person that you're asking, depending on who you are. So let's start at the beginning. Are you relationship ready? The way to find out about if your relationship ready is to ask, what do I want? And don't give the standard answer, I want a partner, I want someone to share my life with, I want someone to communicate. Those are patented answers. What's the real answer for you? What is it that you're looking for? Knight in shining armor, they don't exist. Okay, that's the fairy tale. Let's get to the reality. The majority of relationships don't work out because we are living in a real world with fairy tale mentality. And that's where we need to make a change. Let's face reality with reality. To do that, it takes preparation. So, take time, make a list. Start a journal, write a blog, or write a video, a e-journal on what it is that you want. Don't be surprised when your answer changes from what it was a month ago, 6 months ago, and what it is today. That shows that you're growing. Your feelings are changing, your wants are changing, your needs are changing, your desires are changing, and that's normal. And they're going to continue to change until the day you die. So take time to figure out who you are, what it is that you want, and what do you offer another person? It's important to talk about what your deal breakers are, what your absolute needs are, what things you're willing to compromise on, and it's not a problem having things that you will not compromise on. That's you. But the person who is right for you, they will mesh with those things. Now, notice I said they will mesh with those things, meaning intertwining and interlocking with one another. I never said that he's going to marry you. You're not getting into a relationship with, and you're not marrying yourself. So you don't want a mirror image of who you are. You don't want a mirror image of your wants and needs and desires, because otherwise you can have a relationship with yourself. You want someone who compliments you, and you want someone that you can compliment. You want someone who challenges you to step outside of your comfort zone, to be the best that you can be, not because they demand it, but because you want to give them the best of you. One thing that my grandmother always taught us is never to go to bed angry. Don't let the sun set on your wrath. When you're in a relationship and things are a little less than perfect, well, talk about it. And if you got to stay up all night knowing you both got to go get up and be ready for work at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, that's all the more incentive to talk this thing out. Or at least talk to a point where neither of you are angry, but we can table this and continue the discussion tomorrow. But don't carry anger in your heart. That's counterproductive to what it is that you're trying to build, and it's counterproductive to who you really are as a person. Talk it out. Express your emotions, express your thoughts and your feelings calmly. There's no need for arguments in any relationship. You're going to have disagreements. You're going to do things your partner doesn't like. Your partner's going to do things that you don't particularly care for, but that's life. We're not clones of one another. The worst, agree to disagree and move on. Planning a relationship is not as hard as it sounds, because people think of the plan. I got to have a plan. Well, actually, yeah, you do. So when you plan a relationship, you're really sitting down doing the things that I outlined earlier, figuring out what it is that you want, what it is that you don't want, what it is that you may be open to. And a lot of those, they're going to be things that you didn't know you were open to until you actually experienced them. Be open to new experiences. Being able to communicate should be at the top of your list. You want to communicate freely. Don't set out to impress. Be yourself. Relax. For me, planning incorporates finding my best friend, being the person that I can be my best around, being the person that my partner enjoys being with, whether I'm right, whether I'm wrong. Even when we're apart, we're still connected. So you have to really think about all of this. And when you're not together, it doesn't mean, oh, I have to text him, what is he doing, where is he, what he... Don't smother the other person. And don't allow anyone to smother you. Your insecurities and your fears will be the thing that pushes that other person away from you. And you don't want that. Remember when you were kids and you had that best friend and you couldn't wait to be together and you hated when you were apart, and when you were together, you were like peanut butter and jelly. It just wasn't right if there was one and not the other one. That's what you want in a relationship. That's the component that makes a relationship effortless. These are the things that you want to look for. And if someone is broken, you can't fix them. They have to fix them. They have to do what it takes to make it right. I mean, I had a discussion with someone who is having a relationship issue right now. And one of the things that we discussed is you can't move forward if you're still holding on to your past. The hurt, the pain, even the good memories of past relationships, let them go. Have your experience, enjoy your experience, and let them go. Learn how to live in the now. As women, we sometimes focus too much on what's going to happen. Is he going to propose? When is he going to propose? How is he going to propose? When will we plan a wedding? Where will we have? You're so focused on things that haven't happened, may never happen, that you miss out on all the little things right now. So let's say that he does propose and you do have a wedding and now you're into your marriage and your relationship and you're seeing little things that you never noticed before. Notice I said that you never noticed because you saw these things in him before. You were too busy trying to get to your end game that you didn't take time to notice them. So now that everything else is behind you, you're starting to notice things. You know, we have to live in the now. And that saves us a lot of heartache because we're noticing those little things that are deal breakers. We're noticing the inconsistencies that if we ignore now, will break our hearts later. We're noticing how he really treats us, how he really speaks to us, how he interacts with our family and our friends, and vice versa, how you interact with him. But if we're planning for the future, we're not living in the now. I equate everything to football. For women, they see getting the ring as a football player in the NFL will see getting their Super Bowl ring. You know, they play all season to try to get to the playoffs and then to try to get to the Super Bowl. And for us, getting that ring, it's actually more like getting to the playoffs. And the wedding, well, that's our Super Bowl. So what happens after the Super Bowl? What happens when the season's over? Where do we go from here? Well, we start training for the next season. The next season of life is called being a wife. The next season is called marriage and building that life with your significant other, with your new husband. So what is the difference between a wife and a girlfriend? Realistically, there should be a major difference between a wife and a girlfriend. However, the way that we approach relationships, we are treating the men in our lives, the boyfriend, like he's a husband. We give him husband benefits without him making us a wife. And that's something that we have to change. Allow him to court you. You shouldn't, the person that you're dating shouldn't be driving your car, shouldn't have a key to your home. You shouldn't buy him clothes and shoes and pamper him and spoil him. These are all privileges and benefits reserved for a husband. If he's not treating you like a wife, why are you treating him as a husband? And let's say he does treat you well and you do get to the point where you do have a marriage. Now, is when you start sharing your life with him and every aspect of your life, and what's yours is mine and what's mine is yours and so forth and so on. But now is when the real work begins. You thought it was work to get to this point, to get to the wedding, to get to the Super Bowl. Well, now is where the real work begins. Now is where you really start dating your husband. That part of the relationship, the vying for his attention, the working on your body and your mind and your relationship and building that spiritual connection, this is where the real work begins. Because you don't have a few hours here and a few hours there, and then you're apart and you come back together. Now you're together a good bit of the time. Ladies, you have to work on you. You have to build. You have to keep him interested. You have to keep it new. You have to continue being his best friend. Does that guarantee a 50-year relationship? Nope, but you're a whole lot closer to that than these, what I call disposable marriages, disposable relationships. Don't think of divorce as a way out. Well, it's going to go my way or we'll get a divorce. So this is going to happen or we could just get a divorce. We could just get, I'm leaving you. I'm divorcing you. We need a separation. We need a break. We need time apart. These words should never come out of your mouth. Should never enter your mind if you want that lasting type of relationship. So, hear what I'm saying. These words should never come out of your mouth if you want that lasting relationship. Even in the heat of anger, they should absolutely never come out of your mouth. You have to work at it. You have to make sure this is what I want. I am committed to it. I'm going to work through it. And we're going to make this thing last. When you were a kid, you never told your best friend you were leaving them, did you? You never told your best friend, we're breaking up, we're divorcing. And you guys fought way worse than what you'll fight with your spouse. You have to have the same mentality. This is my best friend. This person takes precedence in my life over everyone else. Yeah, I'll still have friends outside of my marriage. I'll still have coworkers. I'll still have family. But this person is a part of me. This person takes precedence. Show that. Tell that. Make them feel that. Make everyone that knows you aware of that. That's how you get to a successful relationship. That's how you get to a successful marriage. It's worth the effort. It's worth the plan. But if you don't have a plan, then you plan to fail. So plan out your relationships. Plan out your marriages. Write it down. Keep it in the forefront of your mind. Make up a plan and commit to it. Okay, so another thing that I wanted to talk about was insecurities. Because there's a whole lot of insecure people out there. You have men and you have women who have abandonment issues. A lot of these abandonment issues start very early in life. So parents who have children, be very mindful of the example that you set for them. Be mindful of the things that you do and say around them and what you say to them. Your children are watching. Everything you do affects them. And it affects their future, and it affects who they become in the future. Women constantly bouncing from relationship to true relationship or looking for that father that wasn't there when she was growing up. Little girls who have a father in the home who pays attention to them, who has conversations with them and playtimes with them, and as they get older, take them on a date, father-daughter time. You know, spend the day with them, whether it's to go shopping or to the mall or to the library or to the park. Who is present? These girls grow into women who are secure in who they are. These girls grow into women who know exactly what it is that they want in a man and the type of man that they need in their life. And these girls know how to walk away from something that's not quite right. They don't have to overcompensate. But the girls who do not have that father in the home, or who had that father in the home who did not have time for them or didn't pay attention to them, they're seeking that validation. Well, the same thing works with men. Men who had mothers who were not there. Men who had mothers that didn't have time for them or saw things in their mothers that they did not like. These are the same men who, when they meet women, have a problem with women who resemble anything like the mother's or her actions that they didn't care for. If a man had a mother who was controlling and overbearing, he's going to find women as bossy and controlling and manipulative and overbearing, and he's going to run from that. They'll also do the opposite, where they become controlling because they don't want a woman to try to control them. Men whose mothers abandoned them early on or who were emotionally absent have abandonment issues. So they're men who chase after a lot of women because they want that female companionship. They want that love that they did not get from their mothers. But at the same time, they're constantly pushing women away because there's still that anger in them. There's still that resentment against all women. And they see women as not being trusted, and they want to push them away before the woman can abandon them. So we run into a lot of different types, but please understand, these are things that they have to work through. I highly recommend getting counseling, seeking therapy, addressing these issues so that they can move beyond that into healthy relationships. But if you meet someone, men, if you meet a woman with these types of issues, women, if you meet men, know that unless you're a trained professional, you can't fix them. You can't repair them. A lot of times they're not even aware that they're doing some of the things that they're doing. They'll easily blame it on the other person. You can't fix them. They're still trying to redo their past, and they're not living in their now. So you have to decide, is this right for me? Is it not right for me? Is it too much for me? Know when to stay, know when to let it go, understand what it is that you're dealing with, and act accordingly. But know that you're not the issue, you're not the problem, and you're definitely not the solution. You cannot love another person through their pain. They have to be willing to let it go and leave it behind. Well, we said a lot in a short period of time, but I want to thank you all for joining in, for listening. If you have something on your mind, feel free to reach out to me. You can reach out to me on Facebook, It's My Life, Now What? Or you can reach out to me on Facebook, my Facebook page, Let's Talk About It. Until next time, this is Kat. I want you to have a safe and thoughtful evening. And if you have something on your mind, give me a call on Tuesday and let's talk about it. Good night.